This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. UCD eyes alternative proteins. Almond CEO recognized for diversity. Q1 or bust at America's newest billionaire rancher. Now here's a note from the editor. Monday, a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so the next daybreak will come to you on Tuesday morning. UC Davis Protein Center leaves out the beef. UC Davis is launching a new research center dedicated to meat alternatives. The Integrative Center for Alternative Meat and Protein, or ICAMP, will look to scale up advancements in cultivated meat, plant and fungal-based foods, and meat hybrids. Recognizing that such products face marketplace challenges, the researchers will work on improving taste, nutrition, shelf-life, and other factors to enhance consumer acceptance. David Block, the center's director and a professor in viticulture and enology, sees promise in alternative meats. He said expanding conventional ag production is, quote, unlikely to be able to meet demand at a reasonable price. He also called meat production a major source of climate emissions. By the way, the legislature provided the center seed money through a $5 million allocation to three UC campuses last year to study alternative meats. Almond CEO among the nation's most diverse leaders. Almond Board President and CEO Clarice Turner has made it on the top 50 list for most diverse leaders in a boardroom. Turner is a ninth-generation Californian. Her Spanish ancestors were among the first families to settle in the territory in 1773. Turner has served on several other public and private boards as well. Ecular and NASDAQ Center for Board of Excellence established the list to develop a roster of candidates, quote, who will propel companies and boards into the next era of board leadership. Turner thanked the companies for the honor and for their, quote, dedication to advancing opportunities for underrepresented groups within today's corporate boardrooms. She added that the Almond Board, quote, has long understood that different experiences and viewpoints make our industry and our community stronger, more inclusive, and more vibrant. Now keep in mind, AB 979 in 2020 mandated diversity on boards, but courts struck down the law as unconstitutional last year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senior House Ag member, Q1 is critical for the Farm Bill. A senior Republican of the House Ag Committee, Arkansas Representative Rick Crawford, says little legislatively is likely to get done this year after March, given the political calendar. If he's right, that's bad news for a farm bill. I think we have the first quarter basically to legislate because it's an election year. And because it's a presidential election year, I think people are going to be sort of mentally checked out. This is particularly difficult for freshman members. They've got to go out, work hard, and get reelected after the first quarter, Crawford says in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Now keep in mind, Congress could be tied down for some time, that just on spending issues and border security. The House Ag Committee has yet to agree on ways to fund a farm bill. That is a huge hurdle in and of itself. But Crawford also sees other problems, too, including opposition from hardline conservatives who have continually tangled with successive House speakers over spending issues. Crawford also says he struggled to win support from colleagues on farm programs despite years of one-on-one conversations. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. USDA in crosshairs as hardliners press Johnson. The potential for a partial shutdown at USDA is growing. There is momentum to pass a continuing resolution that would keep the government funded into March, but hardline conservatives continue to pressure House Speaker Mike Johnson to renegotiate an agreement with the White House and Senate Democrats on a top-line spending limit for fiscal 24. Funding authority for USDA, FDA, and several other departments and agencies runs out a week from today. Now take note, there seems to be little appetite for trying to oust Johnson even if he goes forward with the deal. No one would put the country through that, one of those hardliners, Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina, told reporters yesterday, describing Johnson as a straight shooter. Vilsack urged to examine reducing consumption of animal products to fight climate change. Dietary changes, not simply changes in the way we produce animal products, are necessary to address climate change, a broad range of environmental and animal welfare groups said in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. We write with concern that USDA is disregarding the science on the climate cost of meat and dairy in high-consuming countries like the United States and advancing the industries that are driving agriculture emissions. Climate, environment, health, nutrition, and food organizations and experts said in the letter. The leading authorities on climate science have highlighted reducing meat consumption as a climate strategy. For years, they said. Among the groups, the Center for Biological Diversity, Friends of the Earth, and the Humane Society of the U.S. Now, keep in mind, Vilsack said last month that while he was at COP28, which he attended, he had not heard much about reducing meat consumption as a climate change strategy. He did, however, say, quote, hear about the important role that strategies for methane reduction can play in making the current livestock industry sustainable and a recognition that there is a need and will be a continually growing need for more protein. Well, meet America's newest rancher, Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has announced on Instagram that he's raising Wagyu and Angus at his ranch on the Hawaiian island of Kauai using an unusual diet. They'll grow up eating macadamia meal and drinking beer that we grow and produce here on the ranch, said Zuckerberg, the sixth richest person in the world. We want the whole process to be local and vertically integrated. Each cow eats between 5,000 and 10,000 pounds of food a year, so that's a lot of acres of macadamia trees, he continues. My daughters help plant the mac trees and take care of our different animals. We're still early in the journey, and it's fun improving on it every season. Of all my projects, this is the most delicious. By the way, Zuckerberg was promptly roasted by climate activists who urged him to move to a plant-based diet and not to raise beef. Well, here's today's, he tweeted it. Regardless of our apparent disagreement over this issue, I don't consider myself, quote, at odds with the agricultural community, many of whom I work with frequently and consider friends. That assembly member Damon Connolly of San Rafael responding to an AgriPulse article on his groundwater bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 12th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.